Since 1889, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service has been a trusted name in the Richland Center area, providing compassionate care and support for families during difficult times. For assistance, call 608-647-4808. Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, trusted by the community for over 135 years.
Every day.
Welcome to Eastside BP, your go-to convenience stop on Richland Center's East Side. Open every day from 5 a.m. to 10 p.m. Monday through Saturday, 6 to 10 on Sunday. Fuel up with quality BP fuels and grab delicious kitchen fresh sandwiches, pizza, donuts, cookies, and muffins. Need groceries? They've got you covered with milk, pop, bread, buns, chips, and more. And don't forget to treat your vehicle to the touch-free automatic car wash. Eastside BP, Richland Center, your easy in, easy out convenience store.
4-4 ball game. Top of six, Maddie McGlynn set to lead it off for the Hornets, followed by Ebony McCorkle and Reagan Shep. Again, the intensity that we had in the Lancaster game, it went nine innings, and then this one, 4-4 in the sixth. It's hard to imagine any other games more competitive in the tournament than we have seen this week. So very fortunate. Hats off to both teams, and here is McGlynn. The pitch. Ripped in the air, right field, it's got potential. Right fielder is back, and she's got it. Forsythe hauls it in, reaching up above the fence. Oh, that was close for Maddie. One up, one down. Ebony McCorkle will be the batter. Hornets missed by an inch or so of taking the lead in this game. Ebony looking for her first hit. Lord set to work. The pitch bounced toward first. Trouble picked up by the first base person, throwing to Wassley, covering from second base, and there's the out. Two away on the 3-4 putout, and quickly we go to Reagan Shep with two away. Lancaster baseball defeating Riverdale tonight. And Highland defeating Wazika Steuben in five innings in baseball. Sharp chopper to short, picked up by Doherty. The throw in time. Wow. Quickly, Ava Lord gets three outs on three pitches here, and that'll do it for the Hornets in the sixth. Nothing across, 4-4. Ball game going to the last of the sixth inning next on WRCO and WRCO.com.
Julie's Tax Service is certified and ready to provide you with reliable tax preparation this year. Julie is a member of the National Association of Tax Professionals and has been an enrolled agent for over 18 years, specializing in farm, business, individual, partnership, federal, and state income taxes. With great service and an affordable rate, let Julie's Tax Service handle all of your tax preparation needs, located at 159 South Main Street, Richland Center.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
This is Paul from the Prescription Center. For over 40 years, we have been a trusted member of the health care of our community. We've always been here for everyone. We have provided honest advice, low prices, and with the help of many of our friends, a pay-it-forward account to help those that can't afford their medication. We have always made every effort to make pharmacy affordable to all. If you want this type of service, let us be your pharmacy of choice.
Bottom of the sixth, Tommy Krubaugh leads her off and takes a look at the ball. She had a home run leading off the fourth inning. 4-4 ball game, bottom of six here at Wilson Park in Dodgeville. Phil Lee with you on WRCO in Richland Center. Here's one foul out of play up onto the bank for a strike. 1-1. Krubaugh, then Olivia Forsythe and Lily Weigel for the Dodgers. Getting right down there tonight. Tyree Fisher back to the pitcher's circle. Rocks and fires. That one is high. Ball two. 2-1 to the hitter. Baseball and softball, both the teams that win tonight both advance to Tuesday night, and then baseball plays next Wednesday, which would be regional finals, and softball plays next Thursday for sectional finals. The next pitch is outside for a ball. 3-1 to the hitter. Fielders straight away in all fields, and in Dodgeville, it appears you're playing pretty deep, but you're not really all that deep. Playing right near the fence. 3-1 now. Fisher from the windup. The pitch, foul ball. Good cut, and out of play. Two strikes now. Pull up on the hitter. Hornets with a home run back in the first inning from J.C. Gander, their only home run. Dodgeville has hit two, Rahm and Kuba. 3-2, here's the pitch, popped up, should be playable. Matty McGlynn throws the stuff off. She's got it. We're out number one. One up, one down. Olivia Forsyth, the batter. She has walked and struck out tonight against Kyrie Fisher. The winner destined to play against Prairie du Chien coming up on Tuesday night in the sectional. Prairie is the number two seed, so Dodgeville wins. It's here. Richland Center wins. It's there. Here's the pitch upstairs for a ball. One ball and no strikes to Forsyth. Couple of swings and she's back in. Fisher into the motion. The pitch popped again this way and up onto the stands and out of play. We've had a lot of foul balls up here tonight, both sides. Ithaca softball winning a regional championship tonight, 11-3 over Seneca. Congratulations to the Bulldogs. 1-1 offering. Fisher with the pitch. That one is high. 2-1. Baseball final, North Crawford over Hillsboro, 7-2. The only foot phone sponsored by Y-Connect Wireless. This one popped up this way, and it is just about, I don't know, 6 feet from me. And now that's two strikes now on the batter. Should have brought my glove today. Two balls and two strikes. Forsyth back in, one away in the bottom of the sixth inning of the Dodgeville lineup. Fisher rocks and fires. That one rises quickly and too high. Full count now. 3-2 on Forsyth. Dodgeville likes the small ball. Dean Van Dyke would love to get a runner on and then try to get him to scoring position. That's how they scored a run back in the third inning. Got a sacrifice and then scored a run on a hit. Full count. Here's the pitch. Bounce foul outside of third. Thanks to Athletic Director Joey Martin. He is here tonight. Wanted to charge me double, but I just said put it on the Henry Bray account. We're good. Not that he has any credit, but it was a way to get him off my back anyway. A new softball out for Kyrie Fisher. 3-2. On Forsyth. There's the pitch. Down low. She walked her. Dodgeville has a base runner in the sixth inning now. Four walks given up by Kyrie Fisher tonight. Lily Weagle will be the batter. She has laid down a sacrifice and she has walked. Still a runner at first base. Here's the pitch. Batter bunts it. Fisher catches it. And then back to first, not in time. Weagle popped up the bunt. Fisher off of the circle quickly and caught it for the out. So it's up to Vanessa James. She has struck out and flown out tonight for the Dodgers. Runner at first, two away. Here's the pitch taken inside for a ball. One ball and no strikes. Brookwood winning 15-5 over Kickapoo in six innings in softball tonight. The Brookwood advancing in the tournament, playing Ithaca next, I believe. Middle point, 4-1 over Wisconsin Heights in softball tonight. 1-0 pitch, that one ripped left field foul. That's a long strike. And the count goes to one ball and one strike. With our game being a little later tonight, seeing some of those scores coming in here as we're finishing up. Still could go a long way in this game. Tied up at four, bottom of six, two away, 1-1 offering. Runner at first base for the Dodgers. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss, strike two. One ball and two strikes to the batter. Runner back to first base. Batter back in. Fisher takes her time, catches her breath, stands on the rubber. Here's the 1-2 offering. Swing and a miss. They got her. That'll do it for the Dodgers. Four strikeouts tonight for Fisher. No runs, no hits, no errors. One left aboard. Here we go. To the seventh, 4-4. Richland Center and Dodgeville from WRCO Sports.
This Father's Day, fire up the fun at the Father's Day Cookout and Car Cruise-In, happening Thursday, June 12th from 5 to 7 p.m. at Schmidt Woodland Hills. Celebrate Dad with grilled favorites, cold drinks, and a lineup of classic cars that'll make him smile. Great food, family fun, and plenty of chrome? What more could Dad want? Cruise in with your own classic car. Everyone's welcome to join the fun. That's Thursday, June 12th, 5 to 7 p.m. at Schmidt Woodland Hills, helping celebrate 60 years of Christian care, compassion, and community. Be there and cruise into a great time.
The Shoebox in Black Earth has what you need for work boots, children's shoes, athletic shoes, and any shoe you need or want. No one has a better selection of shoes than the Shoebox, with all the latest styles for everyone needing shoes. The Shoebox is the place to go. They go the extra mile to bring you great service, proper size and fit, all at a great price. The Shoebox, open 7 days a week in Black Earth. Stop by and receive service like it ought to be.
4-4, top of the seventh. Savannah Rosso will lead it off for the Hornets. She'll be followed by Abigail Williams and Carly Meaden. Ava Lord on for her seventh inning of work. Here's the pitch. There's the strike. Nothing and one to the batter. 4-4 ball game. Everything pretty even here tonight. Hornets, a total of six hits. And let's see. Yeah, the Dodgers with six hits. Here's one bounced sharply deep in the hole at short. And the throw across the diamond in time. Emma Doherty, nice throw. And there is one up and one down. The batter will be Abigail Williams. She has been a strikeout victim, and she has walked and scored. Using some of her speed to score on that single by Carly Meaden in the fifth inning. Here goes the pitch. That one is outside. One ball and no strikes. Hornets trying to set the table for the top of the order. Lord back to work. One ball, no strikes. The pitch to Abigail, and it is called a strike. One ball and one strike. Boscobel beating Potosi Cassville tonight, 5-4. That final, I think we had that on earlier. And Boscobel advancing in the tournament. Here's one popped up and foul out of play. Count goes to one ball and two strikes. Meaden due next. She's got a couple of hits. Hornets trying to get somebody on for her. One and two. Here's the pitch. Changeup down low. Count goes to two balls and two strikes. Here to the batter. Lights turned on now at Wilson Park. Not that we need him, but just in case. Game on Tuesday night going nine innings. 4-4. Ball game. You're on the edge of your seat because the way the ball's been flying tonight, too. One swing of the bat could change things drastically. 2-2, down low, ball three. Full count now to the hitter. Williams trying desperately. Ava Lord trying to take her out. Here goes the 3-2 offering. The pitch bounced toward the middle. In there for a base hit. Abigail Williams, number nine hitter. Great piece of hitting. Pull up, drives it through the infield, and here comes Carly Meaden. Go-ahead run at first base. Meaden doubled and scored in the first and singled to knock in a run in the fifth. Flew out to center in the second. She has struck the ball well. Only one away and a Hornet runner at first base. 4-4, top of seven. Here's the pitch. That's outside. One ball and no strikes to the batter. She'll step out and take a look. Batter back in. Williams at first. The pitch. Down low. Runner going. Throw to second. Not in time to get through to the outfield. Backed up now by Krubaugh. So the Hornets have the potential go-ahead at second base. Stolen base by Williams after second steal of the night. Here's Carly Meaden reporting back in. Runner at second for the Hornets. Ava Lord toes the rubber. The windup and the pitch. That is high. Ball two, no strikes. Chloe Darling due next for the Hornets here in the seventh. Trying to get a little bit of something going here. Get a lead on the road in the playoffs. Lord set to work. Here comes the pitch. Called a strike. Two and one to the batter. Darley steps out. Checks back in. Ava Lord with a 2-1 offering. That one is high. Ball three. Carly Meaden steps back, and that is ball four. Chloe Darling will be next now. Abigail Williams at second and Meaden at first. And here's a bouncer toward right field. Nice play by Wasley. Throws her out at first. On the play, the runners move on to second and third. Things happening quickly here. Williams to third. Meaden at second base after accepting a walk. Only the second one given up tonight by Ava Lord, and Chloe Darling grounds out. There are two outs. Wasley made a nice play on that one. Two away for the pitcher, Kyrie Fisher. And I think they're going to intentionally walk her. They will. They'll intentionally walk the freshman who has a couple of hits tonight, 2 for 3. And that means J.C. Gander is coming to the plate. She had a 2-run home run back in the first inning. They are loaded up here in Dodgeville. 4-4 ball game after the intentional walk. Williams at third, Meaden at second, Fisher at first, and the pitch is taken down low for a ball. One ball and no strikes to the batter. Timeout now, and I believe the Hornets will bring out the courtesy runner as they have tonight each time that Kyrie Fisher has been on base, and this is Ella Clement. So Ella is at first base. 4-4. Ball game, top of the seventh. Two away. Hornets need some heroics here. Ava Lord back to the circle. Here comes the 1-0 pitch. It's high. Two balls and no strikes to the batter. Gander cocks the bat. Lord ready to roll. Here comes the pitch. No, she got a piece of it. Foul ball. Looked like she was going toward right field with it again. It's a strike. 2-1 the count. Her home run was over the right center field fence. 2-1 from Lord. Here comes the windup and the pitch. Hit in the air behind second. Going back is Wasley, and she's got it. And the Hornets strand the bases loaded. Good try by the Hornets in the inning. No runs and a base hit. No errors. 3 left aboard. We go to the bottom of the seventh. Hornets going to try to hang on and push it to 8. 4-4 Hornets and Dodgers in WIAA Tournament Softball from WRCO Sports.
Since 1959, Lakes Gas has been serving customers all over America's great Midwest with reliable propane services and great prices. From residential to commercial, 20-pound barbecue cylinders to large bulk tanks, Lakes Gas is a dedicated professional supplier of propane. They make propane services simple and customer-friendly with available automatic scheduled propane deliveries and online payment. Plus after-hours assistance and on weekends for urgent deliveries during crisis situations. Let Lakes Gas Company keep your family warm and business running. Call 647-7034.
Thinking about buying or selling? Let us help. Give Century 21 Complete Service Realty a call for all your real estate needs. We specialize in residential, commercial, land, recreational, and country lifestyle properties. Let our worldwide exposure, our local expertise, convenient office location, and full staff of agents sell your property. Don't stress out. Call Century 21 Complete Service Realty, your friends in real estate. 647-6145.
Ava Lord looks at a strike from Kyrie Fisher, and the bottom of the seventh is underway. Lord, Breezy Wasley, and Riley Forsyth for the Dodgers. 4-4 ball game. Fisher with a nice pitch. Bouncing ball, foul. Two strikes now on the batter. Season has ended for River Valley tonight in baseball. 3-1 Mineral Point gets the win. The only flip phone sponsored by Y-Connect Wireless. Sauk Prairie over Mauston, 3-2 in baseball. Morocco beating Luther 3-2 in baseball on the Philly flip phone tonight, sponsored by Y-Connect Wireless. Conference of the mound between Maddie McGlynn and Kyrie Fisher. back and ready to go again. Here we go. Two-strike offering. The pitch bounced sharply to short. Nice play. Meaden comes across the diamond in time. Troy Darling at the other end. One up and one down in the Dodgeville half of the seventh inning. Breezy Wassily will be the batter looking for her first hit today. 4-4 in the bottom of the seventh. Hornets with five seniors, but a lot of youngsters. Probably we don't know the pressure situation, or maybe they do. Here's one fouled off. In my experience, a lot of times the underclass people don't seem to show as much pressure, but the seniors don't want their year to end, so they sometimes tend to put more pressure on themselves. But I don't know, the Hornet team seemed very loose tonight and having fun. Nothing in one. The pitch popped this way and just missed it. Just passed me for strike two. Got to protect this face. I think the fans are a little worried about me. Nothing in two to the batter. Kyrie Fisher back and ready, working to Wassily. And here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. There are two outs. Five strikeouts for Kyrie Fisher, and the batter will be Riley Forsythe. She singled and scored back in the first inning. She is 1-for-3. Otherwise, a couple of pops to the shortstop. 4-4, Hornets and Dodgers. Hornets trying to push it to the eighth. Here comes the pitch. There's a strike. Nothing and one to the hitter. Hornets trying to keep them off the base paths. Dodgeville, very effective running. Veteran coaching staff that they have here. Here's the 0-1 offering. That one is high. One ball and one strike. The batter steps out for a second and will step back in. Dean Van Dyke, Brian Brom, and Mike Jones, coaches here for the Dodgers for a long time. 1-1 offering now. Forsythe back in. Fisher toes the rubber. There is the pitch. That one is high. 2-1. To the batter. Hornets with a great staff as well. Jamie Gander, Jackie Jerebeck, Dave Darling, Janet Fisher, Greg Shepp, Lizzie Forehand, Lizzie the varsity reserve coach. They're all here tonight. 2-1 to the batter. Here's the pitch. That's called a strike. Nice pitch from Kyrie. It was low and caught the outside part of the plate, so the count even now. Two balls and two strikes. Fisher back to the center of the circle here. Hornets trying to push into the eighth. Two outs, two strikes. Fisher walks and ready. Here's the pitch. Swing and a foul back. Forsythe hangs on. McGlynn retrieves the ball, and back it goes to the pitcher. Big crowd here tonight, as we knew there would be. There always is. At Dodgeville, it's an event. 2-2. To Riley Forsythe. Here comes the pitch. Swung on and popped this way. That one is going to be real close to me. Lands right at my feet. Boy, who knew I was such a softball magnet? Go to the Brewer game. I've never even been close to one. A new softball comes out. Kyrie Fisher ready to work. 2-2 with two outs. Here comes the pitch. Swing, and did she go around? They appeal it. They say she did, and that'll do it. In the seventh inning, we're going to go to the eighth tonight. Six strikeouts for Kyrie Fisher. Dodgeville goes in order in the seventh. 4-4 ball game. We're going to the eighth on WRCO and WRCO.com.
Keeping your vehicle running at its best is easy with GM Certified Service from Jones Chevrolet, your one-stop shop for all your service needs on Highway 14 East or JonesChev.com. From oil changes to tires, brakes, and inspections, the GM trained technicians make maintenance simple for you. We have the expertise, technology, and convenient hours to take good care of your vehicle. For the very best GM certified service, make an appointment soon by calling 647-3788, stopping by at Highway 14 East, or visit JonesChev.com. Your friends at Jones Chevrolet take pride in giving you the service you need. Need new tires? Don't forget about the Jones 30-day price match guarantee on tires. Get the best price in town or we will refund the difference. Some restrictions apply. See an advisor for details. And remember, quality, affordable GM accessories are available too from Jones Chevrolet, Highway 14 East, Richland Center, or JonesChev.com. Chevrolet, together let's drive.
In the top of the eighth inning for Richland Center, Maddie McGlynn will lead it off, followed by Ebony McCorkle and Reagan Shep. 4-4 ball game here at Dodgeville's Wilson Park. So, time is called. In the eighth inning, are they going to put a runner at second base? It looks like they are. Is that a WIAA rule? Yes, I'm not exactly clear on that. But they are putting J.C. Gander at second base. He made the last out. So, again, I don't know. I've had a lot of extra inning games. I don't recall. Maybe that's a new rule. You should get Hank on the line for that one. But that's what the umpires are saying. And again, the umpire is talking over Dave Darling getting into conversation, but I believe that's what's going to happen. Runner at second base here in extra innings, and so both teams will get that shot. And here comes Maddie McGlynn. She has flown out, grounded out, and flown out. Runner at second, 4-4 ball game. Ava Lord back to work. Here's the pitch. Punted out in front of the plate. They pick it up. They go to first. Low, and a run's going to come around to score. Coming in to score will be J.C. Gander, and then all the way to second base is Ebony McCorkle. 5-4, Richland Center. So the throw was low and down the line, and an error on Dodgeville. You know, that's the first error in the game for either team. So time is called, and on the play, the runner goes to second base, so McGlynn is in to make it 5-4. And the batter now, Reagan Shep, she has singled, popped out, and grounded out. And I think we're going to get a runner out for the runner at second base, and we will. That's Ava Martin. So Ava comes in to replace McCorkle, and now the batter will be Reagan Shep. 5-4. Ball game, Richland Center in the lead. The pitch, batter bunt, out in front of the plate. Picked up by Lord. Throw to second, covering first and in time. On the play, the runner, Martin, goes to third. So, one away, and the hitter will be, let's see here. Should be Reagan Shep, right? Yeah, it'll be Reagan. Again, the runner at second confused me, so I'm trying to keep up in my program. Runner at third now. One away, 5-4 Hornets. The pitch upstairs for a ball. Snap throw to third and not in time. Close play at third base. They get it down the line to Martin. And time is called. The umpire coming over to point out where her foot is. Dodgeville arguing that the tag was on before the runner got back, but not going to be the case. So a time is called for a moment. So the runner is at third base. Here's the pitch, and that one is going to be called a strike. And the count goes to one ball and one strike. Stepping back in is Shep. Here comes the next pitch. That one is called outside for a ball. Throw back to third, not in time. Ava Martin is there. So the Hornets take a lead in this one, trying to add to it. Of course, Dodgeville will get the same opportunity. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. And that'll do it for Reagan Shep. So that will be the second out then. And the batter will be Savannah Rossell. Rossell today has grounded out a couple of times. Standing in, again, that runner at third base. Ava Martin, two away. Here's the pitch. That one is high. One ball and no strikes. Anders scoring from second, and McGlynn was eventually out on the bases. Here's the pitch down low for a ball. Two balls and no strikes. Abigail Williams, due next. He's got a couple of hits tonight, or actually he's been on base twice anyway. Here's the pitch, swing and a miss. Throw to third, they got her. They're going to pick the runner off at third base, it looks like. That's the call, and that'll do it for the Hornets in the inning. Runner picked off at third on the throw from Lily Weagle down to Addie Riley, and the out is called. Hornets do score a run with the runner at second base. They get a run and no hits. There was an error and none left on. So we go to the bottom of the eighth. Dodgeville as well will have a runner out there at second base, and we'll return with more in a moment. Hornets 5, Dodgers 4. After 7 1/2 here on WRCO and WRCO.com.
A comfort in a time of need, Stafford Funeral Home. From our family to yours, compassion and dignity you'll find. Choices for you and your loved ones too. Planning means peace of mind. A comfort.
When it comes to collision repair, don't let your insurance company call the shots. You have the right to choose where your vehicle gets repaired. And the smart choice? Classic Auto Body in Spring Green. At Classic Auto Body, you'll get top-tier, nationally recognized quality, all at a fair, local price. Why settle for less? Located on Highway 14 in Spring Green, call 588-7399. That's 588-7399. Classic Auto Body, proud home of the Ring Brothers.
Welcome back to Dodgeville's Wilson Park. Activities continue here, getting ready for the inning. And Dodgeville looks like they're going to send Riley Forsyth out to second base to do the running. Again, the runner at second base scoring for Richland Center. Now Dodgeville will try to follow suit. 5-4 in the bottom of the eighth inning. Umpires getting into position. And Caleb Brom will be the batter. Brom today with a two-run home run, a double, and she has struck out. Now time is called. Jamie Gander out to have a word with his pitcher and his infield, and they will talk it over here in this situation. So right now you got to concentrate on the batter, obviously. Dodgeville will try to get that run home any old way. Of course, a runner at second base and no one out. The coaches and purring out there as well. Look for Dodgeville to possibly play some small ball, although with Brom up, your number four hitter, she has whacked it well a couple of times. So you're talking with her now at home plate as well. 5-4, Hornets leading the Dodgers in the bottom of the eighth inning. Hornet infield continuing on the conference. Jamie Gander leaving the field. Maddie McGlynn back behind the plate. 5-4 ball game in the bottom of the eighth inning. Brom standing in. Kyrie Fisher set to work. Goes the rubber. There's the pitch. That one hangs high. One ball and no strikes to the batter. We're in the eighth. Hornets clinging to a one-run lead. Looks like Hank Bray made it. How you doing, Hank?
How are you doing, Phil?
Excited. Good call, ball game tonight. Here's the pitch. There's a swinging strike, 1-1. Now, I was in the dark. I did not know you put a runner at second base in extra innings.
I know they were talking about it, but
they're doing it here.
Yes, they are.
It was kind of a surprise to a lot of folks.
I think it's just playoff.
1-1 the count. Runner back to second base. We didn't do it the other night. Here comes Fisher into the motion. The pitch is upstairs for a ball. 2-1. I think that's what some of the discussion was. We didn't do it in the Lancaster game. Why are we doing it here? But or is it a regional final thing? I don't know.
No. I think you're in the wrong, Bill, to be honest.
I'm in the wrong?
No, they are.
That's what I was thinking.
You're never in the wrong, Bill.
But the Hornets are leading 5-4. The pitch, swing and a piece of it. Two strikes on the batter. Two balls and two strikes. Fisher gets the ball back. Hornets trying to focus on the runner. The winner of this game will take on Prairie du Chien coming up on Tuesday night in the sectional semifinal. The winner wins the regional crown. Two balls, two strikes from Fisher. Here comes the pitch. Popped foul, first base side and out of play. Forsyth remains at second base. The batter comes back to get the bat. Good at bat here tonight for Caleb Rahm. He is a definite tough out. Butter back to second base. Fisher back to the rubber now. The infield kind of shallow at third and first. Here comes the pitch. That one swung on and missed, and there is one away. Seven strikeouts now for Kyrie Fisher. And the batter will be Emma Daugherty. Emma is 0 for 3 on the night. We're seeing this one in the bottom of the eighth inning.
I didn't find it in the rule changes, Bill.
Again, it's news to me. Not that I can't miss something, but I've never experienced it before.
I don't think any of the coaches have either.
No, they were getting into it a little bit, kind of arguing with the umpires, but that's the way it goes. Here comes the pitch, and that one is going to be called a strike. Nothing and one. Good pitch from Kyrie Fisher. Forsyth back to second base. Standing back in is the batter for Dodgeville, trying to tie this one up. 5-4. Hornets lead, bottom of the eighth. Here's the pitch. That one hangs high. One ball and one strike.
Phil, everybody says that first out is a big one, but when you got a runner on base, that second out is huge right now.
Yes, it is. Rahm was a big out, though. She's had some power today. But for Dodgeville, just trying to sneak one in and get that run home, even it up. 1-1. Here's the pitch. That one is high, back to the screen, and now the runner goes to third base. 2-1 now on Daugherty. Where were you at tonight? You said Barneville?
I was at Barneville. I had Fenimore at Barneville Baseball.
Yeah. A lot of good games scores tonight.
Yeah, Barneville played well and beat Fenimore 6-2.
Well, thanks for thinking of us and stopping over here.
Yeah, you know? I got some Taco Bell for you in the car.
How old is it, I wonder?
Well, a couple days.
Forsyth at third, 2-1 from Fisher. Here's the deal. That one high, 3-1 now. Bottom of the eighth inning, tying run at third base. Daugherty steps back in. Tommy Krubaugh due next. He has a home run tonight. Dodgeville with two home runs. Richland Center with one. A lot of strategy involved in this one. Like a chess match in the bottom of the eighth inning. Forsyth at third. 3-1 offering. There's the pitch. Swing and a miss. Strike two. Hitter's count. Daugherty went for it. Good pitch from Kyrie Fisher. Pull up now on the batter.
Big pitch right here, Phil.
Batter.
I don't mean to butt in, but it's huge.
Very much so. Forsyth looking for the sign. So the Hornets have played 17 innings here in the last couple of games. We're in the eighth, 5-4 ball game. Here comes the pitch. Outside for a ball, and there are two aboard. Base on balls for Emma Daugherty. So walk-wise, that is number 5 given up by Fisher tonight. And now the Dodgers will talk about a courtesy runner, I believe. And the Hornets will have a conference on the infield as well.
This is an offensive start timeout, not a defense.
We've had a few timeouts here.
Yeah.
And so both teams get a chance to chat about it.
Right now, what are you going to do? You're going to let him go to second?
Probably.
But you can't give up the run.
Can't give up the run.
Giving up the run is, the kid at first base is going to steal. So
very much so. So that might be one of the things Jamie Gander's talking to them right now.
You just go ahead and concede second base here.
Concentrate on the batter. 2-1, 1 away, 5-4 Hornets, bottom of 8. The runner put on at second base, and then Doherty walking, so runners at the corners, bookends for the Dodgers. Krubaugh has grounded out. She has homered and popped out.
We need a K right here, Phil.
Fisher back to work. Here goes the deal. That one is outside for a ball. There's the stolen base. Doherty takes second, steals it on the Hornets. Runners at second and third. Now, a tough situation.
It is a tough situation. You've got to get the ball in front of you and make sure that, if you can get them out of home, you can.
Here's the one strike pitch. Outside for a ball. One ball and one strike.
One and one.
No, the first one was a strike.
Was it?
Yep. One and one. Runners at second and third. 5-4 ball game. Hornets clinging here in the bottom of the eighth. There's the pitch. Swung on, popped up. This might be playable. Going back is the second base person, and down is Darling. She can't get it right along the line. It wound up right along the screen.
Yeah, it was.
Tough one.
Be a tough catch.
Two strikes.
A nice hustle on the first baseman and second baseman. And you know what? The right fielder, they're giving it all right now.
They're converging. Man, I tell you, got to be a lot of jitters out there.
Without question.
Hornets trying to push it to the ninth inning. Runners at second and third. Again, only one away. One ball, two strikes. Fisher with the pitch. Upstairs, ball two.
Oh, I know Mr. Gene down there. He's looking to win it here.
Yep. Absolutely. He'll be waving him. Gene Van Dyke, the longtime coach at third base. Two and two to the batter. Fisher trying to concentrate on the batter. Here's the pitch. Strike three, call. Big K.
That's huge.
Two strikes, two strikeouts in the inning. Eight for the game for Fisher, and it's up to Olivia Forsythe. Olivia has walked twice and struck out. Dodgeville with the tying run at third. Winning run at second. Here goes the pitch, and it's taken for a strike. Nothing at one to the batter. 5-4 Hornets, one out away. Forsythe steps back out.
Huge pitch right here.
Fisher ready to work. Here comes the pitch down low. One ball and one strike to the batter. Hornets stranded some runners, left three on in the seventh inning. Hoping that didn't come back to haunt them, trying to win it now. Runners at second and third. One ball, one strike on Forsythe. There's the pitch. Swung on and foul back. She had a good cut.
Good cut.
One ball and two strikes. The Hornets are an out. They're a strike away from moving on. And in a regional final. One and two from Fisher. Back to the center of the circle. Forsythe in. Runners at second and third. The 1-2 is down low for a ball. Two balls and two strikes. Good eye by Olivia Forsythe. Took it low. Count back to even. Forsythe at third. Doherty at second. Two balls, two strikes, two outs. Here comes the next pitch. That one is high. Ball three. Three and two.
Wow.
You cut the air with a knife here. The... Fans are standing. Everybody cheering. Full up count. It's a great crowd. Three balls, two strikes. Two are out, two on. Here comes the payoff pitch from Kyrie Fisher. It's going to be taken for strike three, and the Hornets win the regional championship. 5-4, the final score over Dodgeville tonight. How about it?
That's a pretty good scene right there.
Young team out there, and the Hornets are right in the middle with their freshman pitcher and some seniors out there, Carly Meaden and Chloe Darling, and a nice win. Jamie Gander out, and hugs all around.
That's quite a sight right there.
5-4 ball game. Dodgeville fails to score in the eighth inning. They did not get a hit, and they strand a pair. Runners at second and third just could not get it done, and the Hornets get nine strikeouts from Kyrie Fisher. You knew Dodgeville was probably going to be a little more pesky than some of the other teams, and doesn't hit the double-digit strikeouts, but gets the big ones when she needs. In fact, strikes out three in the eighth inning.
That is amazing. I mean, for a freshman, that's pretty impressive, Bill.
You bet. Hornets get the win. 5-4 in eight innings, ending the year for the conference champion Dodgeville Dodgers. Coming up, the Duncan Rewards play of the game, turning point of the game, and also the Jelinek Plumbing and Heating postgame show. And tonight, we're going to see if we can flag down a couple of interviews. The other night, they went away from us, and they stayed out there for a
maybe
long, long time.
Do you have deodorant on the other?
I think maybe they stayed away from my smell. I'm not sure, but we'll find out. Congratulations to the Hornets. We'll be back with the Duncan Rewards play of the game in a moment from WRCO Sports.
Want a satisfying meal for just $6? Try the new $6 meal deal from Dunkin'. It's a medium hot or iced coffee, a bacon, egg, and cheese sandwich, and a side of hash browns for just $6. You know Dunkin' coffee. It's always made just how you like it. The bacon, egg, and cheese is toasty and delicious, and crispy golden hash browns are a must. So they're in the new $6 meal deal too. Take advantage of this offer while supplies last. Exclusions apply. See store for details.
Welcome back to Wilson Park in Dodgeville. The Hornets have scored the win by a final of 5-4. And turning point in the game, well, certainly you go to the ninth inning with three strikeouts from Kyrie Fisher, taking away Dodgeville and their opportunity to get a run in. They had the runner put at second base to start the eighth inning, and then Emma Doherty walked after a strikeout to Kayla Braum, and then Tommy Krubaugh and Olivia Forsythe both strike out against Fisher, and Richland Center gets the win. And Joey Martin is out at the center of the diamond to congratulate the Hornets and give them their regional championship. And we'll get a photo opportunity as well. So Joey's going to make the announcement here, and the Hornets are going to get that trophy. Put something in the trophy case. Joey standing in the center of the field. Hornets get the regional plaque here and hold it high. So I tell you, they earned it this week with the extra inning win over Lancaster, and then tonight in eight innings they win against the Dodgers. Tonight's final 5-4 in eight innings, and our Jelinek Plumbing and Heating postgame show will continue in just a moment on WRCO and WRCO.com.
Unexpected cold showers are the worst. That's the thing about water heaters. They eventually stop heating or they can't keep up with the demand. So when your shower suddenly goes from hot to not, call Jelinek Plumbing and Heating. We provide several brand options and offer traditional or space-saving tankless water heaters. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, offering 24/7 service, reasonable rates, and we guarantee the job will be done right. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, 649-7916.
Life is all about relationships. Shouldn't your insurance be too? At the Gokenauer Agency, they build business one relationship at a time. Finding an agent you know and trust can make all the difference when you have a question or claim. The Gokenauer Agency is your representative of Mount Morris Mutual Insurance Company, serving Richland Center and the surrounding area. Call the Gokenauer Agency today to experience fast, friendly service from its local staff. For Mount Morris Mutual Insurance Company, they'll be there when you need them the most. Gokenauer Insurance Agency, Richland Center.
Get ready and rolling with Simpson's Tractor in Richland Center. Right now, save up to $10,500 on roll belt round balers and up to $7,500 on disc bind disc mower conditioners during the Ready and Rolling sales event. Fast, reliable, built to perform, and backed by serious savings. But hurry, these offers end June 30th. Visit Simpson's Tractor in Richland Center, your New Holland dealer, and get ready and rolling today.
American is your headquarters for Milwaukee Electric Tools and Accessories. See the complete display of Sawzalls, drills, impact saws, bits and blades, hand tools, and accessories, including the M18 Fuel line of products. They have Milwaukee branded gear to wear at the job site, including hats, shirts, and heated gear. Get organized with the Milwaukee Packout Tool Storage System. Shop online, visit AllAmericanDoItCenter.com in Tomah, Sparta, and Richland Center.
All American. WCCU Credit Union is your one stop for your home, your car, your checkbook, and all your other needs. For some of the best services, great rates, and low fees under one roof, come to WCCU Credit Union in Westby, Viroqua, Richland Center, Cashton, Reedsburg, Lake Delton, Baraboo, and Coon Valley. Or visit them online at WCCUCreditUnion.coop. Member NCUA.
Helping you build a better life. WCCU Credit Union. Feel so right.
WRCO. Welcome back to Wilson Park in Dodgeville. The Hornets get a win by a score of 5-4 in 8 innings. And coming to join us, we've got a whole group coming up here to join us. Coach Jamie Gander, congratulations on this one tonight.
Yeah, I don't have much of a voice left.
Now, I got to ask you, it was news to me, the runner at second base, it says it must be mutually agreed upon before the game. Where did this come in?
Well, it was talked about before the game, and we were told that it was that's the way it was. I'm not sure. Well, being as new as I am at this, we rolled with it. I asked why we didn't do that Tuesday night, and they said it was the rule. So, you know, we did agree to that. We were told that was what had to happen, but regardless, we played it out that way, and it worked out.
Worked out wonderfully. There's so many highlights in this game. Anything that comes to mind here?
I don't know. Just the team effort, you know. These girls since day one have never gave up, and tonight just proves it. You know, we could have easily, when they got us down there in the middle of the game, packed it up and decided to go home, and they just, even earlier in the year when we were losing these games, you know, they just kept battling, and you could see it was going to happen. I've been telling everybody we're a good team, you know, and former coach from Richland Center told me, Mike Nice, he said, when you can start winning games like that, you're very dangerous, and I think we're getting there.
Well, you got Prairie du Chien next.
Yeah, it'll be a tough one. You know, last time we went down there, they got us pretty good. I'm not going to make excuses. We just didn't play well, but we were not feeling the best, but that's going to be that'll be a battle, and we're going to go, and we're going to do our best.
Great. Thanks for coming up here. I know you got to celebrate with your public a little bit.
Yeah. These girls need to talk.
They do. All right. Well, let's bring them over here. We got the seniors here, in fact. Carly, and then a freshman. All right. How does this feel to get the win here tonight, Carly?
This is, like, one of the best feelings in the world because I know for volleyball we got our conference champ, but, like, regional is just so much more past that. Like, it's just the best feeling in the world.
I was watching you guys before the game. You're singing, you're skipping.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm thinking, are they in the game? I mean, you guys really approached it kind of lightheartedly today, didn't you?
That's kind of how our team works. Like, we're very lighthearted, and we joke around, and anything that keeps our, like, emotions up, I guess, that's us. Like, we're always joking around.
You had to make some plays on the infield there, too. Did it feel good? I mean, there were some pressure throws you had to make across the diamond tonight.
Yeah, I tried to not think about it because if I think about it, then you know what happens. But, yeah, it's just routine stuff, and I knew I had it. So.
Big win here tonight. In fact, you start right off with a double. Did it kind of ease your jitters a little bit when you got a double and you scored?
Yeah, a little bit. Then I came up to the plate even more confident, and I'm going to blame it on my new bat. That's what I'm going to call it.
Well, you got a little time to celebrate. You got something called graduation coming up, too, don't you?
Oh, yeah. I'm a little nervous.
But it's going to be nice to go to all the parties this weekend and think, hey, you still got a game to play, right?
Oh, yeah, right. I'm just so excited.
Well, thanks for coming up here. You bet. Congratulations.
Thank you.
You bet. Here she is, Chloe Darling. How's this one feel?
Oh, I'm a little bit crazy. Carly already said it, but we had the conference champ for volleyball, but again, she already said it, this is way past. It's so crazy. I don't even know how I feel, really. I haven't really processed it yet. The second Kyrie threw that last drag, I started bawling my eyes out.
Well, the thing of it is, you know, you saw this team just kind of start to go, and you're going up as the year ends. At the beginning of the year, I'm not sure you could have won a game like that.
No, definitely we put in a lot of work. Coaches told us, they were like, you guys were not the same team that you were the first time we played them, and we definitely weren't. We've come so far, and I'm so proud of the whole team. Everybody's played their role, and it's been awesome. It's just been so fun.
You and Carly at the top of the order, too. You guys like to get out there and get on base. I think that's been a good 1-2 punch for the team this year, hasn't it?
Yeah. Yeah, me and Carly, we had a few lineup changes, but it's okay. We got a good batting order now. Everybody really, there's no wrong way to put the bat in order. Everybody's a good hitter. Everybody can put bat on ball. And me and Carly at top, it's just kind of fun. I've been playing with her forever, so it's kind of nice to go out there with her.
What about having your dad there at third base? I mean, is there extra pressure? Or, I mean, he's always been there for you, I'm guessing.
Yeah, he's been my coach forever. Heated moments, I just kind of have to step away. It's kind of like, okay. But I don't know. It kind of makes me more comfortable because I know he's always got my back. So having him at third, it's just when I get a little nervous, I just look up at him and he's like, you're good. Yeah. You're good. Yeah. It's like, okay.
Well, go celebrate a little bit more. Thanks for coming up here, Chloe.
Yeah, thank you. I appreciate it.
You bet. Enjoy graduation this weekend. 5-4 Hornets get the win in 8. Kyrie Fisher, you know, I don't know if I've ever officially met you, but I've seen you play all year. How does it feel to get the win?
I'm super happy we won. I couldn't do it without this amazing team behind me, and I'm happy to.
Going into the game, you don't show a lot of pressure here, but did you feel it a little bit in the big stage tonight?
Yes, but I just remember to take a deep breath, and I have a great team that's supporting me all the way.
You threw some strikeouts there in the inning, and I think it almost looked like you gained a little bit of fire as the game went on. Did it feel like you had a pretty good velocity there in the eighth inning?
Yeah, I was more focused, I guess. It was a super tight game, and I was like, my team really needs this.
So the team gets the win here. I mean, to you, and you've got a lot of freshmen on this team as well, but to you guys, you don't put a lot of pressure on yourselves, do you?
I try not to. I just try to pitch as I can.
And hitting-wise, I mean, I'm impressed that you get out there and you get the hitting done. I know, you know, your pitching overshadows it a little bit, but hitting, you like that part of the ball game too, don't you?
Yeah, I feel like hitting, I just try to stay as calm as I can and just see the ball the way to my bat.
Is this fun? Are you having fun out here?
Yes. Football is definitely my favorite sport.
Yeah, I can see that as well. So you play a lot in the off season too, don't you?
Yes.
And you hope that this season continues for a few more, right?
Yes, I hope this season goes on for a couple more games.
Nice to meet you. Congratulations on the win.
Thank you so much.
You bet. Kyrie Fisher joining us in WRCO postgame show. Thanks, Jamie. 5-4, Hornets get the win in 8 innings. Some nice comments tonight from Carly Meaden, Chloe Darling, and Kyrie Fisher, who gets the win here tonight over the Dodgeville Dodgers at Wilson Park. Great ball game. Thanks to our engineer tonight, Mr. Tim Feed. Again, the Hornets get 3 runs right out of the gate tonight. 2-run home run from J.C. Gander and then a single by Kyrie Fisher. And again, a 3-0 lead. Dodgeville striking back. 2 in the first, 1 in the third, and then they had the fourth inning home run as well. 2 home runs tonight for the Dodgers. But after that solo home run by Tommy Trubaugh in the fourth, they do not score another run the rest of the way, and the Hornets get to the run that they would need on the runner at second base in the eighth inning. They're able to get her home and get the win as they hold on with Kyrie Fisher getting 3 strikeouts of her 9 in the game. She had 3 in the eighth inning, and the Hornets get out with a win. Thanks to Mr. Fabulous back at the station, Henry Bray, who stopped by to see us as well and offered us some day-old Taco Bell. We appreciate that. We'll be back on the air with more sports coming up on Tuesday night as well. Some big wins tonight. I know Tim's going to be checking that scoreboard this evening, but quickly, it was Ithaca winning in baseball, 13-0 over Winnemucca Center. Highland, 14-1 over Wasika Steuben. Highland, next opponent of the Ithaca Bulldogs. Boscobel Bulldogs win tonight over Potosi Cassville, 5-3. Lancaster edges Riverdale, 4-2. Mineral Point ends the year for River Valley, 3-1. The Richland Center baseball team sees its year end tonight, 4-2 at the hands of Lodi. And tonight in softball, Prairie du Chien, the next opponent of the Hornets, they defeat GET by a score of 6-1. The Ithaca Bulldogs get the win, a big one over Seneca on the 10-run rule. They'll face Brookwood, which defeated Kickapoo tonight as well. Filmy flip phone sponsored by Y-Connect Wireless. And now we'll sign off officially from Wilson Park. Hornets win in 8, 5-4, the final. You've been listening to area softball action from WRCO and WRCO.com.
Welcome to the Dairyland Transportation High School Sports Update. Dairyland Transportation of Richland Center knows what it takes to meet the needs of customers in a fast-paced world. It's similar to the commitment high school athletes make. Dairyland Transportation is proud to salute all high school athletes with the Dairyland Transportation High School Sports Update.
Several athletes are advancing to the sectional in track and field this week and also in high school golf. We have details on the Dairyland Transportation High School Sports Update. McFarland awaits for area Division II teams, such as the Richland Center Hornets WIA track and field action on Tuesday. Robert Budden advanced to the sectional in the 800, and also he was along with Grayson Banker, Kevin Hernandez, and Fletcher Harper as that unit won the 4x4. Also, in girls' activities, it was senior Madeline Huber winning the shot put and placing third in discus, advancing to the sectional as the top four advance. Charlie Bailey in the 200 and Danica Pauls in the pole vault will be advancing to the next level. And Grace Fretz, who took third in the 800 on Tuesday night, is also going to be competing at McFarland in Division II. Sectional qualifiers from River Valley, Gina Klein in the 100 and 200, Brielle Grant in the 16 and 3200s, Molly Moss in the 400, and Braylon Tafts in the discus. For the boys, Wesley Hatfield in the 100 and 200, and Aiden Hill in the 100. Moving on to the Bangor sectional from Ithaca Weston, John Hash, Brayson Garcia Bolin, Deacon McDonough, and Sam Jones in the 4x8, Clayton Lee in the 1600 and 3200 runs, and Sam Jones in the 800. River Valley's golf team finished fourth in the WIA regional with a score of 347. The team advances to the WIA sectional next Tuesday at Dodge Point Country Club. That's it for the Dairyland Transportation High School Sports Update. I'm Phil Nee.
KJ Cold Storage is a warehouse that is locally owned and operated, located in southwest Wisconsin, and is ready to take in and store products in need of refrigeration. KJ Cold Storage is committed to providing a safe, sanitary, and secure storage space. The 50,000-square-foot refrigerated facility features 7,000